So, Sam, you have spoken in the past about centers of influence as a part of the bigger picture of personal accountability. Can you tell me a bit about your take on centers of influence, please?
Okay. I take the concept of center of influence and expand on that to what I actually call sphere of contribution, of which you are at the center of it.
Okay.
You are at the very middle.
Okay.
And what it is how many people in this world are you impacting in a positive way? And the sphere of contribution, what it's saying is, if we have individuals that we can contribute to, if we can add meaning to what they're trying to do, if we can help them achieve what they're trying to achieve, then ultimately these people are there willing and able and wanting to help us achieve the goals that we're trying to achieve, build the organization we're trying to build, grow sales, whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish. And it's almost based on the law of reciprocity. It's a matter of give, and continue to give, because then there's going to be people out. You give because you want to give, but there's going to be people that naturally want to give back to you. And so that's the concept that I go under the sphere of contribution. I'm looking for people that I can make a difference, that I can help out. And maybe that's something as simple as if I know they're going on vacation next week, that I pop my head into their office this week, and I say, hey, I know you're going to be on vacation this week. You're trying to clear your desk. Is there anything I can help you with so to make it a little bit easier? That's a contribution. That's helping. And when you do that, then you create armies of people that are looking to help you as well.
So, Sam, you mentioned that in a prior story about inner sphere of champions. Can you describe that a little bit, please?
Okay. Well, as you look to grow your business, you need targets. And those targets become what I call inner sphere and an outer sphere. And the inner sphere of champions is a number, 8, I focus on. Individuals who I have a relationship with, who know me, who know what I do, who can articulate what I do, who understand my brand, both in product and service. And my goal is to maintain relationships with them and provide contributions to their success and well-being, so that when they are in a position where they see that I would be of value to someone, that they feel willing and have a desire to mention me and recommend what it is that I do. So it's about creating an army. It's about creating relationships with people that want to see you succeed. It's about being in touch with them on a regular basis, delivering content, ideas to them, to where you're creating a tremendous value in the service that you provide them. And then naturally, they're going to think of you when they come across friends, associates, peers, partners, family members that need your services.
So you mentioned ideally your inner sphere, the number you mentioned is 8.
Yeah, I call them my great 8.
Okay, and that these are individuals that you want to focus on and have something in mind for them to touch them on a monthly basis.
Right. Pull out a piece of paper. Write down the 8 people that you have a relationship with, a meaningful relationship that have the ability to touch other individuals that can use your products and services. And then on the back, on the front, you have a list of 8 people. On the back, list count to 12, which represents the 12 months of the year. And then create a plan of what you're going to do each month for the next 12 months to stay in front of, to stay in communication with, and to deliver value to those 8 people. And it could be as simple as finding an article on the internet and sending an email with a link. It could be that you read a great book and you send a copy of the book to these individuals. It can be a variety of things, but you want to maintain contact, presence of mind, and you want to maintain a delivery of value.
Okay. Now, you also talk about an outer sphere. So the inner sphere is the great 8. Tell me about the outer sphere. What did you have in mind there? You called it the future 15.
Right. And the concept here is developing a system. It's the most successful businesses are built on successful systems. And you want a system in place. You want a system in place for a sales system. You want a system in place for follow-up customer service. You want a system in place for expanding your sphere of contribution and through that your center of influence. And so the Future 15 is basically your minor league system. It's 15 people that they're not in your grade eight. You may have a relationship with them, but it's not near as significant. Or you may not even have a relationship with some of those people, but they're people that you want to have a relationship with. And so for them, it's you're building for the future, because what's going to happen is someone may rotate out of your grade eight, or who knows, maybe your grade eight even expands to become 9 or 10. But you want to have those 15 that you're also working. And I would, you know, I would look to connect with them on a quarterly basis. And so on a quarterly basis, it might be that there's a phone call that you try to, maybe you want to have a face-to-face meeting, or maybe it is an article that you've clipped and you've mailed, or you've sent a link for the internet, or maybe in some cases it is that great book that you read. And it's the beginning of a process of developing a relationship to where you're going to bring these people along and hopefully develop a relationship that's as strong as you have with your grade eight.
So wholesalers, what you want to have in mind is when you're putting together your centers of influence, number one, based upon Sam's idea, make sure that you've got the right number that are targeted. You want to make sure that you're targeting them for the right reason. So as we will mention in the story, you want to make sure that you're targeting based upon profitability, based upon the opportunity to the firm, based upon the right product set that the individual complex is selling. You don't want to just set up your, as Sam said, inner sphere of champions against folks that are not ultimately going to be profitable back to the firm. We want to thank Sam for his contribution today. Sam, I know you have a newer book that is out because you've written many. Could you give us the name of the book? And I assume we'll find it in the regular places, but I want to check in with you on that.
Okay, super. Yes, the book is titled No More Excuses, The 5 Accountabilities for Personal and Organizational Growth. It's all about 5 proactive accountabilities that will help you drive your business, achieve the goals you're trying to achieve. And besides traditional bookstores, it's available online, and also you can link straight to it on my website at samsilverstein.com.
SamSilverstein.com. Sam, thanks for taking time out today. I absolutely appreciate your contributing to the future growth and prosperity of Wholesaler Mastermind.